Welcome to BBS Radio. Would you like to say your name and number? Or name
yes,
and...
It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everyone.
Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don. We seem to have lost our usual presenters.
Ah.
Yeah. I phoned in earlier,
welcome.
And it was dead silence, so I just thought, okay, I'll wait a few minutes.
That's kind of what I did.
Instead of sitting on the line waiting and greeting everybody, I thought, okay, I'll just wait.
Well, I'm glad you did.
I don't like to take other people's jobs, you know.
Well, I think it's all family here.
Don't forget, it's not a paying job.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I haven't gotten paid for jobs since... Well, after I got married, you can forget it. Like, I used to work for a living with jobs, but then I moved out here, and I don't have it. I'm just a farm wife.
I do more work than ever. Doing more work than ever.
Farm wife. Mother.
That's a job.
I don't bother listing all the duties. They keep changing.
Yep. Well, I'm out in the country, too. Don, are you in town?
Suburbs.
So you have a lawn to mow.
Don, you still in real estate?
Do what?
Are you still in real estate?
I've never been in real estate.
Oh, I thought you sold houses.
No, I never did that. Nope.
Oh.
Not me.
So, someone with your name does.
There's somebody named Don in real estate.
Undoubtedly. So I don't know where our crew is tonight.
Where's anybody? Where's the audience?
Yeah.
Twilight Zone.
Usually Heights is here, right?
Yeah.
Usually.
Makes you wonder if there's a bunch of us shut out of the line again like the other day.
There we go.
Well, somebody else came in. Would you like to say your name and location?
This is Juliet from Okemos, Michigan.
Hi, Juliet.
Hello, Juliet.
Welcome.
Hi, Juliet.
Hi.
Did BBS sign on?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Not many people here right now, Juliet.
That's okay. At least I didn't fall asleep against my will like last night.
It happens to all of us.
Yeah.
Welcome
good energy.
BBS. Welcome to all those in BBS listening. We're just conversing, just warming up the area, waiting for everyone else.
Welcome
to
the call.
Would you
like to say your name and location?
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hi. How is everybody?
Everybody's good.
Oh, wait.
That's good.
Is Terry Brown on?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. I'm going to ask her something. And I came across an interesting article I started reading about vitamins and what they really are and how
we're not
getting any of them in our supplements.
Yeah, that's true.
We were talking about that Saturday.
Well, that's been a debate for a while because they're not, supposedly, because they're not FDA overlooked.
Did somebody come on? Would you say your name and location?
Yes, Debbie, guys. Go ahead, talk. Hi.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi,
hello,
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
Yeah, they're talking about vitamins. Don just said that he read an article saying that we're not getting what we're supposed to in the vitamins.
Oh, synthetic.
Oh.
I'm specifically looking at vitamin C, which we were talking a little bit about on Saturday, because I've been trying. I know synthetic vitamins aren't any good. I've been trying to see if there's something better out there. So now I find out I have to go out and learn about it.
That new chapter, Don, you mentioned, honey, that's pretty much a food, and that is supposed to be pretty good, honey.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I might try that one. It's also ferment.
I've heard fermentation
is be good also. So.
Yeah. So what is that you said? What kind of food?
It's new chapter. New chapter. It's just a form of a vitamin, vitamins and minerals.
Yeah, it's a brand name. It's the name of a brand.
Oh, okay.
Correct. Oh.
Yeah. And they make their vitamins out of a fermented bunch of food, really, a bunch of different kinds of superfoods or whatever, hopefully. And they ferment it in a big batch, and then hopefully the vitamins are in there. That's what they're saying.
Works for me.
Are you taking those?
Yeah, I've been taking them for years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You order them online then?
Online in the health food store, wherever. Yeah.
But anywhere they sell, it's just like buy any vitamin, same way.
You don't need it with food because it is food, which is nice.
Huh?
And he called it new what?
New chapter. Like
new
a book.
Chapter?
Chapter of a book.
Chapter.
They've got it for men and women, so it'll say every woman or every man's formula.
Oh, I'm going to get the women so I can get in touch with my feminine side.
Well, I guess maybe that's one way to do it.
You might get man boobs, Don. I don't recommend it.
lots of the men, you know, like depending on what your problem is or not. Like, you get to a certain age and you have certain problems. That men have hormone problems also. So some of the men do take female vitamins for a while, especially the ones that are, they have certain... Welcome to Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Welcome to the party.
Thank you.
The vitamin party.
Terry, we're talking about vitamins a little bit. I've been looking for a more natural source of vitamins, and I came across an article I've been reading online about vitamins, what they really are, and how we're not really getting any. They're all stuff they give us all synthetic. I was wondering, you go to the Gerson Clinic, do they have any special kinds of natural sourced vitamins or anything there?
Well, some examples would be some... go ahead.
Welcome to the call.
Would you
like to say your name and location?
Your name and location.
I don't know if you want.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Carry on, I guess.
Yeah, Don was asking about natural sources of vitamins and what Gerson recommended. They have some, like, desiccated liver capsules. They have some wonderful astragalus capsules that really help raise my white cell count. Go ahead.
Welcome to Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger.
Ooh, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
So they have dislocated liver.
Desiccated.
Powdered. I guess it is dislocated. First they dislocate it, then desiccate it.
And astragalus, which is an herb and helps raise the white cell count. They have Wolvenzyme from Germany. You can probably get Wolvenzyme in a regular health food store.
I don't know what you're saying. What is that one?
Wolvenzyme. It's like an enzyme that helps the body.
Enzyme?
Wolbenzyme. I'm not sure how to spell it.
Not enzyme.
I'm not sure how to spell it. Wolben.
That's your assignment for tomorrow.
Okay.
Got to learn how to spell. But.
Okay. Yeah, because it's always been my understanding that any oral enzymes are going to be destroyed by the acid in the stomach before they can do any good anyway.
These are coated, so I think they get through somehow. Or they, okay. It's like they're specially coated.
Mm-hmm.
They have,
what about the vitamin C right there? Do you know anything about that? Is it just ascorbic acid, or is it something else?
You know, I don't know, because they didn't assign me vitamin C.
Uh-huh.
But there were a whole lot of different, you know, and lots of different types. But they depend on fresh juices a lot, like fresh squeezed uh-huh. carrot juice. They have an organic source from California for that.
Right.
And they have green drink and apple zinc.
All right, that's what we were talking about on Saturday a little bit, the idea of maybe getting vitamins from actual berries, like, or rose hips and things like that. Probably the vitamin C in there is probably a lot more bioavailable than ascorbic acid is.
Right, and, yeah. I tried to get whole food vitamin C and a little bit like that. I get a natural grocery. But Charlotte Griffin doesn't believe in tablets. She believes in getting everything. Go ahead.
Welcome to Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi,
Wanda. It's Prudy.
Hi, John. Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi,
Prudy. Hello, Dr. Art.
Hi, everyone.
Dr. Art.
Hello.
I didn't hear Dr. Art.
Is Lauren on the call?
Not
haven't
yet.
Heard him yet.
Lauren?
Not that we know of yet.
Sorry, Wynn, it's just us.
It's just us little birds.
Hi, just us. One more bird. Came
hi,
on
Cecil.
The line.
Welcome to the call.
Hey, Cecil.
Hi,
how's
guys.
Your line hanging? Hi,
Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Good evening.
Did anybody else that we missed come on? Like to say your name and location?
Just us chickens tonight?
Okay. You're not chickens. You're duck
for yourself.
I win.
Duckies. Ducklings. Sorry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Cecil. Hi. Yeah, I was talking about, like, the regime from Gerson Clinic. Charlotte Gerson really believes in, like, having 13 juices a day, and she doesn't have desiccated liver capsules. She has, she would take a calf liver and juice it, and one of the juices would be liver juice.
Yum.
Jerry,
clean me up.
Yeah, Wynn.
Do you want some carrot juice and Hannah's special meal?
Yeah, that would be great.
I've mentioned a number of times there's that documentary called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead by Joe Cross. He's an Australian, and he went on like
uh-huh.
a 60-day juice fast, and he healed himself of chronic urticaria, and a bunch of other people were doing that. He's got a bunch of stuff online about juice fasting. The thing is, you got to get your, so many vegetables.
Is this one here?
The soil is so depleted now.
You left it in here.
That right. That seems
can
to
get
be
your vitamins, your minerals, and so forth.
Then you can put it down on your bed.
I hope you brought enough for everybody.
You guys, don't listen to this, guys.
Okay.
Wynn, I would like some carrot juice.
You would.
You're making everybody jealous.
Yeah.
I'd love to know.
Welcome to the call. Would you like to see your name and location? Only if you want to.
Dr. Art?
Oh,
Hampton,
Dr. Art?
Oh,
Hampton.
Yeah. Hello, Dr. Art.
I just got you, all I got was, if you want to, I knew that one.
I figured the best way.
We were about to give up on you.
Yeah.
Well, call, would you like to see your name and location?
Antonio in California.
Hi, Antonio. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Janine. Hi,
you
everyone.
Talk about,
hi, Wynn.
You can't talk about peanut butter, okay?
What almond butter?
I can't talk about what?
Peanut butter.
We were talking carrots.
Peanut butter? Oh, I just said
right.
It.
Hey, Dr. Art, do you remember, given on triple frozen water, do you remember what they were claiming the parts per million was on the deuterium after you did the triple freezing?
I don't know what the parts per, I don't know if parts per million is the right thing to say. It goes down about, I'm trying to remember. It goes down about, shit, I can't even remember. It takes, let me put it this way. If you do that, if you freeze in water three times and throw the ice away, and then take an ice cube that's made with regular tap water, if you put the ice cube in the water, it drops to the bottom of the glass.
Those two guys were on Coast to Coast this week, last week, the light water guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard it or not, but they were interesting.
Yeah.
They didn't mention triple frozen, though. They mentioned that Russian company.
What's that name?
I don't know the name. It's Light Water, I think, is the brand.
Okay.
We talked about that on Saturday.
Same thing, deteriorative water. If they call it light water, that's basically what's going on.
There's like distilled or fractionated.
The way you know that, a simple way, is to put an ice cube, from tap water into it, and it won't float.
Uh-huh.
That way you know the water is light water.
Right. They were talking about, they say most water is like 150 parts per million.
That's
and they were
right.
talking
well,
about
this,
just
this,
diluting it down
okay,
to
this,
merely
you're,
like one.
You're correct. And what it does, triple frozen will take it down to one. In other words, it'll take 50 points off of it.
Ah, okay. That's okay. Better than what they were advocating. They were saying they make theirs that are like 5 and 10 parts per million in the process, but then they add it to regular water, and they were talking about getting it just down to 130 from 150, and they were saying even that small reduction is supposed to be very good for you.
Well,
so getting it down to 100, you'd be even better.
But I'm telling you, I know for a fact that if you triple freeze it in a freezer and throw the ice away, now I would start with distilled water. I wouldn't be using tap water.
Right, me too.
You know, start with a good product. Don't start with a screwy product.
Mm-hmm.
And freeze that, and then after you throw the ice away three times, you put an ice cube in there, it'll drop to the bottom of the glass or whatever the container is.
It's also a heck of a lot cheaper to make your own frozen, because there's stuff like $200 for 8 bottles, 8 liters or something.
I mean, $150 for a gallon.
Right. That's silly.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Do you throw away the water every time, or do which water?
No.
One do you,
not the water.
Only the very end of the water.
Wait. You're not throwing away the water. You're throwing away the ice. And you're only leaving it in there about 30 minutes, okay? So you're going to get about a quarter inch of ice on the top of the water. That's what you're throwing away.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't. You can't go at a time because it depends how much water you're trying to freeze, and depends on what your freezer is set at. It could take a lot longer to freeze it, but the point is to just get like an eighth of an inch, quarter inch of ice on the top, and then you throw that away and save the water and refreeze it three times.
Yeah, total of three times.
I see. I was thinking that you froze the whole thing and then let it defrost, and as it defrosted, you throw part of it away.
No, it's got nothing to do with defrosting.
No. You just don't let it freeze all the way.
You don't even leave it in there. Depending on your freezer, maybe about 30 minutes, depending on whatever the container is you have. They say use Tupperware. I use 16-ounce jars, and because that's a gallon. And so you're going to throw a little bit of it away, but not a hell of a lot. And then pour that into a wine.
Are you making that there where you are?
No, I'm not making it here, but I've had people do it, so I know it works.
Mm-hmm. But geez, if you can charge $100 a gallon for it.
Do you have someone making it and bring it to you, Arch?
Say what?
Doc, do you got someone making it and bringing it to you?
Well, I'm using a guy that really does it better even than that. A guy named Greg Paley in California, who I've met, months ago. And fortunately, he's sending me the water. He's not charging me for it.
Would you like to say your name and your city?
Yeah, Phillip from Squim. I'm surprised you're still letting me say my name and city.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hey, Phyllis. Hi,
Phyllis. Everybody's going hot and heavy here, discussing health stuff.
Water.
Would you like to say your name and your city?
I would love to. Chris in Memphis.
Oh, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Chris, have you heard of Kratom?
Yes, I have. Yes, I've actually used it.
You use
Kratom?
Well, I know people use it for pain relief and use it to get off, some opiates, but yeah, it's good. It actually works double. Mm-hmm. It's got two different things and actually can work as kind of the energizing at first, but then it works in your opiate receptors. So, but there's different strains, it actually really works,
Yes, it does.
Oh, I've been reading about it, okay? And
they're trying to ban it.
I got some here.
Yes, they are.
How do you spell it?
Kratom.
No, I think it's T-E-M. Is it T-E-M or
T-O-M?
Sure, okay. T-O-M.
Somebody start over.
Kratom.
Correct.
What variety? Does it say what strain you have?
It's for pain relief.
It's one of the things it does.
Yes.
I bought some. I've been trying it here and there. There's a little coffee shop in Sedona that makes Kratom drinks. And I had one of their drinks and I said, I like this. It kind of makes you extremely relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it makes you a little high, but not like drugs. It's just a gentle, more focused. This is some of the things people say on the internet about it. And it definitely works. But there are, some people have contraindications about it. So far, I haven't noticed any. But,
I did.
You did, Terry.
I got totally constipated.
Terry got
Same way over. Some people make them itchy, or their skin kind of dry.
Yeah. So
those are all kind of opiate kind of things. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If anyone wants to try it, it's on the internet. I'd be interested to hear your feedback on it. But don't get addicted to it. Although it's supposedly not addictive, like an opiate.
Yeah.
But it's addictive because of the way it makes you feel good, and you want more of it. And don't take a lot.
Very, slightly. If it's a huge amount, just because it works on your opiate receptors, but nothing like opiates. But yeah, I know what you're saying, the feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot of heavy-duty scientific research.
But there's about four states that have banned it, okay?
That's right.
Yeah, Tennessee was one, and then they redid it.
Who?
Does it have a lot of
Tennessee banned it at first because, you know, the panic about, you know, ridiculous things. People, it gave me high like heroin, you know. It's ridiculous. These are things that keep people away from those things, these natural good things, you know, that really to help people. So they...
How much does it cost?
Well, a little bag of it, which is, I don't know how many grams it is, maybe 10 or 15 teaspoons. You're supposed to take a teaspoon dose. It's like $29. Okay?
Okay. I used to buy it in bulk off the internet instead of buying it. Now you can just buy it at like little head shops or convenience stores, and it's a lot more expensive. But I like the Ming Dodd variety. That's Ming Da, that's kind of like, but
well,
they got
they have three kinds. They have red, green, and white, as I believe.
Right.
Depends on the roots, and it comes from different Asian countries.
Yeah.
And
The
red one is for pain relief. Okay, plus it has the other effects too. So I got pain relief, and I got it for Terry. But I don't know if she's going to continue taking it. But I tried it.
No,
well.
I'm not going to take it.
She's not going to take it.
No,
it's making her constipated. So
right.
Well, I don't know if you can say it. I took a stool soldier when I was doing that kind of stuff. And I'm just to.
Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, Minderhout. Los Molinos.
Hey.
Hello.
But someone that ought to try it is Prudy. And let us know how it works for you, okay?
You know, I have some.
I find it very effective for pain relief.
You find it what?
Very effective for chronic pain relief.
So
just
how much do you take of it then, Prudy?
Well, I haven't really taken it. I think I read something bad about it, so I just never took it. So I'm glad you guys are talking about it. I'll try it tomorrow. I just threw my back out, so I'm walking. I look like a capital letter C. I can barely stand up.
Start with a lesser amount.
What color is yours, Prudy?
Start with a lesser amount?
Yeah. And then figure out what dose works for you.
Okay.
When you're meant to not record this?
I don't want to record about kratom, you know?
I don't know where you're at because
it's
6:27. I thought maybe you want to.
Everyone, this is our wild card.
Okay.
And everyone wants to talk about illicit medicines. So I don't know if I want to record it.
DBS. Yes, and it sounds like a happy family over here, so right on.
Hello everyone on BBS, you're listening again. This is Monday night wild card, and you know, there's people on our line that are going through health issues, and so this is a constant dialogue, but ongoing comes up. Where some people are very aware of various products that have helped them or they've heard about. And Dr. Art is on the line and he's an expert on a number of things. So,
how many people listen to Coast to Coast to the was Wednesday when the two deuterium depleted water guys were on, but they were interesting. If they're correct, they're saying that lowering the deuterium in your body has all sorts of really great health benefits. because it helps your cell mitochondria function. It said that the deuterium damages your cell mitochondria, and that your energy goes down for just all your body functions.
Don, I'm sorry. Were you talking about tap water, or are you saying something was good in the water?
No, deuterium, depleted water. They're taking some of the deuterium. All of our water on Earth has deuterium in it. And the
I would never drink tap water myself.
Well, it's not. It's all water has it. Doesn't matter. It's in all of there, unless you remove it.
Well, fluoride. Fluoride.
It feels like it's a Saturday call.
It does.
Is it Saturday already?
It's Saturday call, but we have the blessings of a few extra people here.
It's New Year's Eve, but it's down this week.
You just said for 6 days straight.
Yeah, if anyone's listening that wants to be on our Saturday call, send me an email. And it's not my call. This is like everybody's call. I don't go to it. And you know,
I would like to. If y'all have me.
People that have been attending our calls have developed quite a bit of affinity and helpfulness for each other. And it's been beautiful for me to watch it because it's like, guys, who is, wait a second, is that me? Hello, hello, hello.
You're there.
Yeah, I see myself.
You sound good. You sound good.
Wait a second, but.
That call is hosted by Seager, by the way.
I'm not a moderator. Why am I not a moderator?
Huh? CJ's doing a great job.
You're the generator.
You muted me last week.
Welcome to the club, Don.
I muted you last week, did you say?
CJ did. I got out of line. I got too rambunctious.
You
got the big M.
Yeah. I think I've been muted more time than I've not been muted. I didn't even meant to.
You have lots of some background noise there, Chris.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm outside smoking. I'm going to go in.
Not today.
To quit.
Not today.
Not today. I'm not quitting today.
Well, hey,
you know,
let me say one thing about the deuterium depleted water because it hadn't come out. I mean, this is something people don't realize, I guess. The deuterium, what happened, there's a doctor at the New York Medical University who discovered in March, at least it was released in March of 2018, that if you did this triple frozen water thing, what he found was that he found a brand new organ in the body that they never knew was there, and he called it interstitium, which means in Latin in between. And what he found that every piece of tissue or organ in your body has like a river of water running through it, which is called what he calls interstitium. And it's actually a major part of your immune system. So what happens if, for instance, with cancer, if cancer gets started in there and your immune system doesn't take care of it, because everybody's got cancer, it's just that their immune system is good enough to, you never know about it. But if something major happens in your life, mainly some, like a death or a wreck or, some major disaster, that really upset you and traumatic thing. And at the same time, my belief is you have to be very acidic. In other words, your body fluids are acidic. And that means all cancer patients are very acidic. They're down at 4.5, which is very low. And it doesn't sound like 7 is where you should be. It doesn't sound like it's much room there, but it's 1,000 times more acidic than your body should be. So, and cancer loves that. And so what happens is in this interstitium system throughout your whole body, and that's the reason the cancer moves to different areas of your body. They always start through the lymph system, but it's not. It's through this interstitium system. And if he doesn't win the damn Nobel Prize, I'll be amazed because, I mean, Nobody's known this for 450 years. And the only reason he found it is because he's got a very high-powered microscope that costs about $54,000, and he could see in between all of this tissue that there was like these little rivers of water that and the cancer, when it gets going, it gets in there, and he actually had pictures of it that you could see the cancer as it spread, and that's how it moves through the body. It is not the lymph system like they've thought for 450 years.
So he was looking at the interstitial, the characteristics of the interstitial system?
Yeah, right. Interstitial, or he calls it interstitium. Okay.
Interstitium being like plural, right?
Yeah.
Interstitial.
Yeah.
The interstitial spaces always bathe you in water. I guess they discovered there's little rivers, huh?
Yeah, it's just like little rivers running through your whole system, and it's really part of your immune system. So what happens is the immune system gets compromised and cannot fight it just can't kill it, and it just runs all over you. I mean, if it starts to spread, it just goes all over your body.
Kind of so, because your little river
eaters like sugar foods and being acidic.
The key here is the fact that if you drink this interstitium water deuterium depleted water, which is called through the interstitium system, what happens is it washes the cancer cells out of your body. That's the key here.
Okay. Is that the frozen stuff? What's left?
The triple frozen water is water that's deuterium. It's called deuterium depleted. All water has deuterium in it, which is to explain deuterium, it'd be like pouring syrup on gears, and it really slows them up and screws them up. Okay, where if it was just light oil, they run good. Well, all of a sudden, this deuterium is just gooking everything up. And so if you can get rid of the deuterium, then everything starts flowing correctly, and it'll actually wash the cancer cells out of the body. And that's what this Dr. Thies found out. Neil Thies is his name.
You're not entering anything into the water. You're taking the deuterium out, right?
That's correct. You're making a better product that the body is.
How about if you're drinking, say, distilled water? Does that have the deuterium out of it?
In my opinion, you got to use distilled water to make your deuterium distilled water. In other words, start with a good product. And I say a good product. The only thing that's good about distilled water is the fact that it's clean. It's dead. Yeah. It doesn't have anything. You know, it's dead water. It has no metals in it, anything. You know, so I don't think anybody should drink distilled water as a standalone without minerals.
Yeah.
Water carries the memory of everywhere it's been, actually.
That's correct.
That.
That's correct. It holds memory. And I met Dr. Emoto in Japan some years back before he died, right. who did all the freezing of water, you know, and you could play music.
Structure water, yeah.
Is he
the one who did the experiments with the water crystals and positive words and negative words attached to them?
Yeah,
that's right. That's the guy.
I want to give you guys a little bit of trivia here. Do you know where Dr. Emoto got interested in water?
Where?
Yeah, Lauren.
Lauren?
Lauren. Lauren was mentoring him about water before he, you know, wrote his book and did his own experiments.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are interested, technically, what those guys said Wednesday, the deuterium guys, they said why deuterium is bad for you. It's deuterium is hydrogen that has like an extra electron. I think it's an electron. So it's actually a bigger
neutron.
proton, whichever one of the ones. Anyway, it's got an extra something in there, and so it makes it, it's actually physically larger. And the hydrogen is supposed to get processed through your mitochondria in your cells, and I think it's probably like the energy for the mitochondria, the hydrogen. But the bigger, physically bigger size actually damages the mitochondria in your cells. It reduces the number and effectiveness of the mitochondria, which are what produces the energy for all of your cells and really your physical living energy of your body. So that's what gets reduced by deuterium.
So, are you saying, are you saying that water is the cause of cancer when it has deuterium?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
What's the relationship?
Number one, everybody's got, in my opinion, everybody's got cancer in their body. It's just that if your immune system is working properly, hell, you never know about it because, yeah, every day it just takes care of it. But but when it starts, when it gets a foothold through an act, two things I think, from what I've seen anyway in the last 51 years, two things have got to happen. Number one, the body's got to be very acidic, got to be at 4.5, in which all, by the way, all cancer patients are 4.5 on their pH. 4.5 doesn't mean you have cancer, but you're a good candidate, okay? Because, you know, if you're 4.5 and you have some stressful thing happen in your life, like a death or a divorce or maybe a major accident where you really hurt, you know, something that the body just is, has to fight to get back to normal, then the cancer gets a foothold. That's what I'm seeing anyway. And I've dealt with over 30,000 cancer patients in the last 27 years. So I'm pretty well, I don't know everything, you know, but I do know this. I mean, at least this is what I'm seeing. I don't know what.
Yeah, that's one. But also, I think also is too, we do all have cancer cells, but sometimes it takes things that can activate them. Also, that you know, our diet and you know, acidic and
sugars,
and feeder, and the processed foods, and you know, it's all the and pollution kind of stuff we pollute our bodies with. And,
yeah, I want to make a special announcement. If there's any millennials listening, this may not be for you.
Millennials want to be healthy.
We do have things that are interesting for millennials, but
health should be interesting to millennials.
Well, they're too young to have health.
Yeah. When I was that age, I didn't think anything was going to hurt me. You know.
For every generation, health is getting worse and worse, from what I've been hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
But you know what? What's that, Ice?
I want to ask Dr. Art something. Now, you mentioned that cancer patients usually have a 4.5 acid level, which is high, but you're saying the normal is 7. Is it so that the lower the number, the higher the acid level?
Let's put it this way. Right. When you're born, you're 7.365. Everybody is, which is slightly alkaline, okay? As you, depending on what your parents are feeding you and whatever you're drinking, it starts to go below 7 after you, say, after you're a year old or so. So by the time you're 4 or 5, you could be in the 60s, okay? And you may stay there the rest of your life. But if your diet is bad and you know, what you're breathing and eating and, you know, drinking and what have you, if it's crap, what's going to happen is it's going to get down to 5, and now you're getting it. Now, when the body starts getting acidic, disease can all of a sudden get the foothold. Not just cancer, but almost any damn disease is acidic. Okay, and when you get down to 4.5, and then you have something traumatic happen in your life, you've got a damn good chance of really getting sick, is the way I'm seeing it.
So what you're saying, the lower the number, you're saying the lower the number, the higher
the number, the more acidic. So 3, 2, it's getting more and more acidic. 7 is neutral, and 8, 9, 10 is more alkaline.
Yeah. I use the strips. On the strips, it's like a yellow, green. Green is kind of around the 7 points on my pH strips.
If your body is 8 or 9 or 10, you're dead. Now, if you drink something of that, like if you put, for instance, my coral calcium that I've talked about a few times in water, the water will be 9.5, which is very alkaline. But that doesn't mean the body is going to be 9.5. I can make the body alkaline in 3 weeks with the coral calcium. The medical profession says you do it with diet, and it takes you 2 years. Well, if you got cancer, you might not have 2 years. You know, so it's just, I mean, the way I see the cancer deal, you got to get the body alkaline very quickly. And I can do that in 3 weeks with the regimen that I suggest, because I've done thousands and thousands of people. So I know,
Art, some people drink baking soda to get their stuff alkaline.
Yeah, they're baking, but I found that the coral calcium just is heads over heels better than baking soda. Mm. Baking soda is very cheap, though. You know, if you don't have any money, that's a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Baking soda has no nutrition, whereas the coral calcium has all the 78 minerals or whatever.
It's got 74 trace minerals.
I'm gonna mute everybody, okay? Because I want to have I want to have a 10-minute recording of this thing anyway.
Okay.
And I'll mention a couple things that are important.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is February 24th, 2020. We're starting this call late, the recording of it anyway. And everybody is having passionate discussions about health. And I had mentioned that if you're a millennial, you may lose interest, but you'll be interested in other calls we have, because this is all started by these conversations that we've been having with these group souls in the highest of dimensions. That I tell people, don't believe it. Evaluate it by their wisdom, by their ability to project into this realm. And one thing I wanted to mention, and that is to keep your eye on this coronavirus. Somebody mentioned that, where did I hear this? That the coronavirus was now in Italy and in Iran. And
yeah, that was in the news.
That was in the news, right?
Yeah.
So I looked it up, and I heard that they closed down supermarkets in Italy so people wouldn't go out, okay, because they're afraid.
They isolated a few cities, I believe.
In Italy?
Yes.
Yeah. But here's the news report on it, okay? And keep your finger on this thing, just to make sure that you shouldn't be taking any precautions. I don't know if you need to wear face masks, but you know, it may come to that. I would buy a face mask now. I would buy one. And buy a really good one just to have, because if there does happen to be more outbreaks in this country, you're going to have problem getting face masks when you want it, okay? And there's certain kind of face masks. They're a little more expensive. You know, there's one that's just a gauze over your mouth. But there's another one that has, like, breathing filters on it. And that's the one that's better to get. Okay, but here, let me read the news. The World Health Organization, now let me just tell you, you know, maybe this is an artificial virus, maybe it's not, okay?
or what would you say, a created virus. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if, you know, I probably, most of you keep track of alternative news. And if you do, hang on a second.
Unmuted.
How many of you are aware that for the past years, there's been a huge amount of microbiologists and alternative doctors that have been killed by suspicious means? When I say huge, it's probably like 80 or something. You aware of that?
Like they're saying it's suicide, and they shoot themselves in the head twice.
Yeah, turn them back.
You should get on right away. They're already hard to get.
Yeah. So
muted.
If there's all these microbiologists that have been killed, and now suddenly we have mysterious viruses going around, and we have chemtrails everywhere, and one possibility, I'm not saying it's true, but one possibility is, you know, they you know, there's a number of the alternative negative guys that want to reduce the population. And one way to reduce the population is to drop this garbage from chemtrails everywhere. And maybe they're leading up to that. So I'm not saying it's true. There's no way to prove that. But there was something that I can't remember. I read a lot of stuff, and I didn't realize I'm going to talk about it, or I would have looked it up. But there have been indications that some of this stuff is engineered, okay? And I was going to read here about Italy, what's going on. Last month, the World Health Organization issued a warning that the coronavirus epidemic in China could turn into a global health crisis. This week brought evidence that supports its worst fears. Despite massive efforts to contain the virus in the outbreak epicenter, Wuhan, and surrounding areas, new cases have been reported in seemingly improbable places like Iran, Lebanon, and Italy. The window of opportunity is narrowing to contain the outbreak, warned World Health Organization Director General Tedros Al-something in a press briefing in Geneva yesterday. We have to prepare at the same time for any eventualities because this outbreak could go in any direction. Women wearing protective masks in Tehran amid Iran's flu outbreak. Indeed, the most recent numbers reflect an increasingly complicated global picture. According to the World Health Organization's latest situation report, over 76,700 confirmed cases of infection have been reported worldwide, mostly in China, but also now in 26 other countries. Seoul reported an eightfold increase in cases over four days, with 430-plus people in South Korea now infected. Two fatalities in northern Italy and four in Iran added to the grim death toll, now over 2,240 globally. Now, this is something the millennials will be interested in, okay? Because they're not immune from it. It doesn't matter. Although the total number of cases outside China remains relatively small, we are concerned about the number of cases with no clear epidemiological link, such as travel history to China or contact with a confirmed case. Tedros said, in effect, transmission is now happening between other countries, independent of China and its containment efforts. Tedros, who served as Ethiopia's foreign minister prior to his appointment, said his organization's biggest worry is that the coronavirus may spread in countries with weaker health systems. If the virus arrives in a country already strained by other diseases, for example, Congo, which is still fighting an Ebola outbreak, it will be even harder to control. The agency plans to ship 30,000 units of protective equipment, including face masks and thermometer guns, to vulnerable African countries. Meanwhile, African medical supply factories, like one company, Quartz, visited in Nairobi, are working overtime to fulfill orders bound for China. What will happen if Corona comes to Kenya? Asked one business owner. There is nothing left for us. One confirmed case in Egypt showed the coronavirus has reached the continent, but a new projection published in Lancet last week shows how the virus can spread rapidly through a region. The study suggests that Egypt, Algeria, and South Africa have the highest risk for importing this virus. And that's all I got. And I know, you know, my contact in China is a very sweet lady who developed a wonderful rapport, is now not leaving her apartment. They're telling people in China, just stay in your apartments. And she's not leaving it. They can't ship anything. So just keep your finger on the pulse of this in case, and get a face mask. And I don't know what else to get at the moment, but get a face mask. And I will see if there's things people should get.
Come to
help.
Whole Planet Healing.
Yeah. Come to Whole Planet Healing. We're doing Whole Planet Healing in just a minute or so. 712-770-4340. PIN 250-513. 712-770-4340 and 250-513. And we'll be playing a little outtake of one of our conversations with our sources on this. And on that note, I think that's all I am going to say. I'll unmute everybody. Just a second.
Unmuted.
Hey, when this
session is no longer being recorded.